This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. 14 new positive COVID-19 cases recorded yesterday. The NUPW submits its proposal to government for hazard pay allowances for some categories of medical staff exposed to COVID-19. Nurses at the psychiatric hospital complain to their union about being exposed to a positive case in the institution. QEH issues a call for retired registered nurses to help boost its pool of backup staff, and Prime Minister Mia Motley seeking help from India to access thousands of COVID-19 vaccine dosages. Good afternoon. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke.
The evening edition brought to you in association with Courtesy Garage, providers of legendary services and home of Hyundai vehicles.
Finding the right mix of comfort, safety, and versatility all in one location can be a difficult task. However, one visit to Courtesy Garage and you'll be sure to find the perfect venue, the all-new Hyundai Venue. Spacious yet amazingly compact, this SUV is packed with the latest in technology to make each and every ride enjoyable, including selectable drive modes, traction control, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and Bluetooth with voice recognition, static bending headlamps, all-around disc brakes with ABS braking, reverse camera and sensors, and steering wheel controls mean the safety of you and passengers is never compromised. So, check out the new Hyundai Venue today, starting at $79,000. Give us a call at 431-4100 or visit HyundaiBarbados.com for more information and to book your test drive today. Courtesy Garage, legendary service, legendary performance.
There are reports that two members of the Royal Barbados Police Force have tested positive for COVID-19. A well-placed source has confirmed to Starcom Network News that this followed testing within the ranks of the force over the last few days. They're linked to the Hastings Worthing station. This station had been closed previously in the last few weeks because of encounters with positive cases. And 14 new positive cases were also recorded yesterday from the 262 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. 15 persons were also released from isolation. The number of active cases now stands at 742. The new positives comprise 7 men and 7 women. Of these, 5 are individuals who would have been sent previously to the Harrison Point isolation facility for assessment. There are no new positive cases recorded at Her Majesty's Prisons Dawes, so the cases there remain at 360, 102 staff members and 258 inmates. To date, Barbados has recorded 1,401 cases, 553 females and 848 males, with 649 persons having recovered. The proposal for hazard pay allowances for nurses and other medical staff has been submitted to the Ministry of Health. Confirmation from the Acting General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walren, who tells Starcom Network News that the paperwork for the additional money was delivered on Friday. Last week, Prime Minister Mia Motley told a news conference that her government was awaiting the proposal from the union after days of industrial unrest by nurses across the country.
We are happy that the proposals are in now for the hazard pay in relation to COVID. The proposals have been filed, and therefore we just await now a meeting around the table to discuss the matter. The proposal does not cover all public officers, but those healthcare workers who most likely would work in their line of work, we will be dealing with COVID cases. So this is where the proposal would be. We remain confident that we'll get a meeting as soon as possible. We'll get that meeting to get around the table so we could get this matter ventilated and bring closure to this matter.
Acting General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walren. Meantime, nurses at the psychiatric hospital are being given the assurance this evening that a comprehensive plan has been put in place for their safety and protection from the COVID-19 virus. President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, says it came during a meeting today with Hospital Director David Leacock. She confirmed to Starcom Network News that nurses there were up in arms over not being made aware of a positive case and only learned during a press conference at the weekend.
They have simply informed us there's a comprehensive plan that will be continued to be rolled out in the donning and doffing of the PPEs, and the availability is there with respect to access to masks and where necessary in their environment is not the full hazmat gown, but that would be made available if needed. The persons who were exposed to the current positive case, all the protocols are in place now for quarantining of the persons who had likely exposure, testing, and all of that is now ongoing.
President of the BNA, Joanna Waterman. Over at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, management has issued a call for retired registered nurses and nursing assistants to join its operations. Executive Chairman Juliet Bynoe-Sutherland explained to Starcom Network News that she was seeking to expand the pool of backup staff.
In light of the growing number of cases, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital needs to be proactive and get ahead of the curve. We are looking to expand our pool of sessional nurses to create a list of retired or private sector nurses who are willing to work for our sessions if called upon. This pool will allow us to benefit from experienced nurses who can help their colleagues and prevent our nurses from burning out. They can also fill in for unexpected sick leave and fill other critical gaps.
Executive Chairman of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Juliet Bynoe-Sutherland. President of the Pig Farmers Association, Henderson Williams, says expansion in the number of local players entering the pork production market. And he believes it's linked to financial challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Williams tells Starcom Network News he welcomes the new entrants and believes it will reduce the amount of imports of frozen pork.
You notice that necessity is the mother of invention. I'm finding that Barbadians, even if they're put two pigs or something, who may have had a pen, might be returning to actually producing, because the issue of food security probably is forefront in the minds of people. It suggests that we have the capacity to produce the bulk of what we use. It is good for import substitution. And it's not only happening with pork. We find with poultry as well, what I'm seeing is that people are actually, even if it's 50 chickens, 25 chickens, a little cub, something that we would have seen years ago, there seems to be a reemergence of that.
Mr. Williams says he's satisfied that small producers are big on pork production.
We don't want to have the big players monopolizing the space and then the poor people suffer. We don't want that. We want to have it shared. We want to see young people becoming young farmers and the industry and stuff being returned to the country. That's what we want. And based on all the conversation, that's what we have been seeing in part. We've been seeing some of that in terms of, you know, big players want to take up a larger space, but that's fine. But we don't want to. The poor small farmers, we still want them to be able to produce and eat.
President of the Pig Farmers Association, Henderson Williams. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has reportedly sought help from her Indian counterpart in accessing hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine dosages. We get more from our reporter, Akhil Lovell.
According to media reports out of India, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking access for 200,000 doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to vaccinate 100,000 citizens. Ms. Motley wrote to her Indian counterpart, "We would appreciate your kind consideration of half of the supply, and if necessary, we would be willing to purchase the other 100,000 doses should it meet your favorable consideration." She added that the situation in Barbados has been exceptionally challenging, and it has been affected by two waves of the virus. Akhil Lovell, Starcom Network News.
There's growing fear that those in the homeless community are more vulnerable to contracting the COVID-19 virus, given the recent announcement about community spread. And President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, believes it would be difficult for government to get a grip of the virus once it reaches the homeless population.
The person feeding them could be the carrier or anybody in contact with them. It is a serious concern for us. And the other thing is to just make sure that the government understands the importance and the seriousness as it relates to not having any of the homeless contact any form of this COVID-19. Because once they do, I'm telling you, there's no easy way to contact trace among homeless persons, especially those that do not know people by name or fame.
He said, too, that contact tracing can be a challenge among the homeless people.
As much as we talk about contact tracing, you can't really do much contact tracing among homeless persons. For example, if I come into contact with someone or go into particular stores, I will have to write my name or persons will know who I am. For a homeless person that may be asking people for money or may go to different feedings, they may not be aware of the person behind them or in front of them in terms of their names. So when you come to contact trace among the homeless population, it's highly unlikely that they're going to be able to tell you that they were in front or behind a John Public. So there's a fear.
Kimar Safri. Recapping our top stories now in the evening edition. 14 new positive COVID-19 cases recorded yesterday. The NUPW submits its proposal to government for hazard pay allowances for some categories of medical staff exposed to COVID-19. Nurses at the psychiatric hospital complained to their union about being exposed to a positive case in the institution. The QEH issues a call for retired registered nurses to help boost its pool of backup staff. And Prime Minister Mia Motley seeking help from India to access thousands of COVID-19 vaccine dosages. That's been the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.